This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Brian Alden. We're talking about Taste of New Hampshire Street Food Festival. It's happening Friday the 31st. 5:30 till 9 in the evening, and that's under the tent at Eagle Mountain House in Jackson. You can get tickets at the door. You can also go online to whitemountainacfchefs.org. That's whitemountainacfchefs.org, or you can call 603-387-0462. Brian, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tony. It's good to see you again.
And this is going to be a delicious event. It's raising money for the various scholarships that the American Culinary Federation hands out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's our one event of the year that we do where all the local chefs get together that are members of the chapter. Last year, we came up with a street food festival theme, trying to keep things with the culinary trends. And street trucks are really popular now. We see them popping up more and more all over the valley. The Home and Garden Show last weekend had at least 15 or 20 trucks there. So what we do is under the tent up at the Eagle Mountain House, we set up chef action stations, if you will, where chefs from different properties will put together different types of street foods. So you can come in and get Mediterranean theme with chicken gyros and lamb. The Moat Mountain Smokehouse is putting together smoked brisket for us. Personally, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up some lobster corn chowder that we serve at the Wildcat Tavern. We're going to serve that as well as chicken banh mi, which is a braised chicken with pickled vegetables. And I'm also going to do that same dish with some rabbit to kind of tie it into the New England theme. Just mix it up a little bit, have some fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So we've also got Perrin Long from down in the Lakes region as one of our chef members who's going to do all things poke. We're going to do curried meats. One station will do filo nest, and it'll have seafood Newburgh or a mushroom saute in it. So each station will try to have a component of a vegetarian or a side theme with a main entree theme. Typically, we have one chef per table. Might be two chefs, depending on the layout and such. But we have about nine stations this year. We have the Eagle Mountain House. The chef, Ryan Mayo, is putting together a shrimp and Korean noodle dish. And then we're going to have a full dessert station. Also on board this year is the White Mountain Hotel. Glad to have Chef Chris Nelson and Dan Farrington join us this year. And they're going to do kicked up Cubans, sandwiches, citrus marinated pork tenderloin. And also they're going to do Wagyu beef sliders. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's Taste of New Hampshire Street Food Festival, and it's happening Friday, May 31st, 5:30 till 9 in the evening, under the tent at the Eagle Mountain House in Jackson. Tickets are available at the door. You can also go online to whitemountainacfchefs.org. That's whitemountainacfchefs.org. You can also call 603-387-0462. There's also going to be silent and live auctions going on and some other things.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. We will do a couple of tables of silent auction items that we've been fortunate enough to have been donated to us by local businesses. Those will consist of things like gift certificates, maybe culinary books, or last year we got a knife set from one of the knife companies, that type of thing. And then we do a live auction, which will consist of bigger things, things like catered chef dinners in your home for a party of eight or so. Mm. A couple of our chefs have done those for a couple of years. I've got one chef that donates a dinner party on a pontoon boat on a lake up in Danville, Vermont. Our chapter is pretty wide. We're called the White Mountain Chapter of Chefs. But our range goes from membership range starts down in the Lakes region of New Hampshire.
Okay.
Goes all the way up to the Canadian border. We've got members over in Vermont and as far away as over in Western Maine. Wow. One of the other items that we have to raffle off is a four-person gift packet to Sunday River. Their executive chef, Steve Learned, is part of our chapter as well, and they've been great donating raffle items for us as well.
And this all going on top of live music, which will be happening?
Yes. We're mixing up a little bit. This year, we're going to do DJ and live music. We've got a gentleman that does DJ and plays the acoustical guitar. We're going to give him a carte blanche to kind of create the playlist. but we told them we wanted it fun and festive.
And then on top of that, there's going to be a 50-50 raffle going on as well.
Yeah, yeah. This year, we're going to do a 50-50 raffle. So as you come in the door, you can buy a couple of tickets. And we were expecting about 200 to 250 people at the event. So, yeah, there's a chance to go home with a little, nice little purse of cash if you win the 50-50 raffle. Also, we're going to raffle off an Escape to Jackson package, which is a raffle ticket that provides you two nights of lodging at the Eagle Mountain House and then five different gift certificates to five different Jackson properties. So we're calling it the Escape to Jackson package.
I like it. It's Taste of New Hampshire Street Food Festival. It's happening Friday the 31st, 5:30 till 9 in the evening under the tent at the Eagle Mountain House in Jackson. You can get tickets at the door. You can also get them online, whitemountainacfchefs.org. That's whitemountainacfchefs.org. Or you can call Bryant himself, 603-387-0462. And this is all to raise money for the various scholarships that you're handing out. Why don't you walk me through the scholarships?
Riley Cornish is a student at the New Hampshire Culinary Institute, White Mountain Community College, and he's successfully completed his first year. He's going into his second year or senior year of that culinary program and shows great promise in the industry. And then we have the scholarship in Jay Donabedian's name in appreciation of all those years North Country Wholesale supported us as a local chef chapter. As you know, North Country Wholesale was a produce company that was in the valley forever. I came up in 1986, and he was here then, I think. The whole Donabedian family has been great to the Chefs Association and all the restaurants in the valley, so we thought it'd be nice to kind of show appreciation for all of their commitment to the valley over the years.
And you can support all of this as well as enjoy great food at the Taste of New Hampshire Street Food Festival Friday the 31st, 5:30 till 9, under the tent at Eagle Mountain House in Jackson. Tickets are available at the door. You can also go online to whitemountainacfchefs.org or call 603-387-0462. On top of all the delicious food, there's also going to be music there. They're going to have silent and live auctions, a 50-50 raffle. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bryant, any final thoughts before we go real quick?
Yeah, basically, we are, you know, I just wanted to emphasize that we are a nonprofit organization that we just thrive on sharing our knowledge and love for food in the industry. We're open to culinary enthusiasts. Anyone who has any interest in food at all, reach out to me. We'd love to have you come by. We meet once a month, September through June, and we try to do a culinary educational piece. So we're not just professional chefs. We're culinary enthusiasts. We're students. We've got culinary students. Anyone that's interested in culinary is welcome in our group, and there's a designation for that type of membership. So we just all things food, basically, we're about. So we look forward to continuing to serve the community in the White Mountains and beyond.
So if you want more information, go to whitemountainacfchefs.org. That's whitemountainacfchefs.org. Bryant, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.